Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. The words "a Netflix original" appear on a black background. The letters flicker and glow like a match flame. The words disappear as if blown out. A candle burns in a lantern hanging beside a doorway on a worn brick and plaster wall. A horse and carriage approaches down a dilapidated street and rounds the corner of a ruined gable end. A woman and a little boy emerge from a tiny terraced cottage.
That woman there is my grandmother. A hardy sort, who had to raise a family of four all by herself. As I remember, she wouldn't say boo to a goose.
Angela, you're late!
There's my Uncle Tom. Though he was only 10 at that time, he was still the man of the family. He's holding my Auntie Aggie. Some called her the most handsome lady in Limerick.
Angela!
And Uncle Pat.
Why isn't Aggie wearing her jumper?
I couldn't get the honour, Mammy, and Angela's late again.
That child will have me above in St. Jeremiah's Asylum.
Mammy says we'll have her up in the asylum if we don't get down this minute.
And that little girl there?
Angela!
Coming!
How have you grown out of this already, child? You'll catch your death.
She can have mine.
She grew up to be my mother.
Thank you, Angela.
Late again, I see.
Yes. Hello, Mrs. Blake. Pat, give your jacket to Angela.
What? My jacket to Angela? Get your own jacket.
No more messing about.
Here.
Tom, you give yours to Pat.
And this is a story about the Christmas Eve.
You look like a clown. All big and baggy like
Pat.
When she was nearly 6 years old.
Oh, grand.
I won't see you catching your death.
I don't want to wear my ma's coat to mass.
Then take my scarf.
Right. Come on. It'll be Christmas Day before we get there.
An aerial view of Limerick City on Christmas Eve 1914, King John's Castle looms behind the rooftops. Programme title, Angela's Christmas. Her red hair in two low pigtails, Angela trails behind her mother and brothers along the lamplit street. She pauses to fiddle with a loose button in her coat.
Ha! Angela's wearing boys' clothes. Angela's got a big boy's coat. Na, 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 na.
Angela walks between Pat and a puddle.
You're going in.
No.
Maggot.
You're a maggot. Ah.
She jumps over the puddle into the path of an oncoming carriage. The Black Maria misses her by a hair's breadth. As it passes, the prisoner inside looks out.
I'm telling Mam.
You're not telling Mam.
She'll send you to bed without even a cup of tea.
Shut up, she won't.
When you take a coin from her purse, you're punished. Imagine what she would do for pushing me under a horse.
Hurry up the peary.
Pat pushed me.
I didn't.
Get in.
Ah, St. Joseph's. A church so cold, if you didn't go in with a cough, you certainly came out with one.
But it's a time for reflection, a time to help those less fortunate and to forgive foes, those who have sinned against us. But of God, friends and family to come together to celebrate in one another's love. The Jesus entering Jerusalem, coming into the temple, they too were led, and there were shepherds living up in the field.
Pat kicks Angela, sending her flat onto her face in the aisle.
Right.
Sorry.
Can you please just stop fighting for 1 minute?
As soon as his mother turns away, Pat pulls a face at Angela, who ignores him.
For unto you was born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
The priest gestures to his left towards the crib, where bales of hay are stacked beside life-sized statues of a sheep and shepherd. Lying in a manger is the baby Jesus, naked, except for a small loincloth. Angela glances at her mother and brother. Both have their eyes closed. She looks back at the crib with its silent figures.
You'll catch his death.
Angela, shush!
The baby's cold.
Angela, shh!
It was about this time that Angela had a little idea. It made perfect sense. But little ideas are often the seeds of big trouble.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
The congregation spills out of the church onto the cobble street. Pat runs across the cobbles to the church door. His mother halts his gallop.
Mama. Mommy, can I go back and light a candle?
No, Angela. We need to get home.
Please, Mom. Just one for the baby Jesus.
Angela's mom rolls her eyes and looks down at Angela's little face.
Please.
Mama. Ah, stop it, Aggie. Go on, so.
But run straight home as soon as you're done.
I will.
Angela heads back into the cold, deserted church and walks up the main aisle. An elderly man and a woman, Angela's neighbour, Mrs. Blake, sit in the front pews, heads bowed, praying. Angela slips off to the side and creeps quietly towards the top of the church. She peeps around a pew and looks from the pensioners with their heads bowed over to baby Jesus in the manger. Making a run for it, she dashes up the steps to the altar, where she glances over her shoulder to check that they haven't seen her. Dropping to her hands and knees, she crawls behind the altar. She looks across to the crib. She's almost there. The old man wipes his nose and continues to pray as Angela crawls stealthily across in front of them. They begin to bless themselves. She quickly pulls herself over the rails and lands in the hay bales. The old man and Mrs. Blake stare at the crib, but nothing is stirring there. They look at each other and shrug. Behind the hay, dust and pollen float around Angela. The old man turns, looks at Mrs. Blake and raises his eyebrows in disbelief. They both look towards the baby Jesus, stand up and get out of their pews.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Startled, the elderly pair rush out of the church. Checking the church is empty, Angela creeps out from her hiding place and tiptoes over to the baby Jesus.
No one put a blanket over your little body. I bet you would never complain, because you wouldn't want to make your mammy the slightest bit unhappy.
The portly parish priest comes out of the vestry, looks at the crib and drops his missal. The manger is empty. Bending down, he picks up something from the ground and looks around, outraged. Angela's hiding behind a pew, cradling baby Jesus in her arms. The priest holds up the button from Pat's coat as Angela slips out the door.
Said thank
well,
you
actually,
to me.
I think he said thank you to me first.
Well, no, there's no way for you to know.
But you see, if you remember properly.
Are you all right in there? We'll get you home, get you all warm and snuggly, and wrap you up like a little holy sausage.
She lifts baby Jesus to her ear and listens.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's not far. Just a few streets down that way.
Oh, Father, how are you? It's been a miracle, your Father.
What miracle?
On Quinlan Street, she stops outside W.J. South's window.
Look at all those lovely sweets. If you're good, Mum might give us a penny and we can spend it on whatever we want. Bullseyes, teardrops, humbugs, whatever you want. What's that? Oh no, we can't go in, baby Jesus. Mam said we had to go straight home. No question.
Baby Jesus gazes up at her.
Well, since it's your birthday, we'll go in for 1 minute. Oh, it's free to look. You can look at them all day if you like.
Across the street, a constable fixes the harness on the horse pulling the Black Mariah. Angela walks to the grocery counter and looks up at the jars of sweets.
Would you look at them all there?
Excuse me.
My favourites are the apple drops.
Excuse me. Shop's closed.
I didn't...
Hey! What have you got there?
Is it a dolly from Santi?
It is too early for Santi.
Did you steal it from Santi?
Easy, easy, easy.
The police constable towers over the little girl.
What's that? Is it...
He reaches behind her ear and pulls out a coin.
Is it a Christmas shilling?
Thanks.
Terrified, she races down the street.
Huh. Oh, baby Jesus. They don't understand. I'm not stealing you. I just want to get you warm. One night. Just one night in my room. Then I'll bring you back.
The shadows of tree limbs curl menacingly on the walls of a narrow laneway. Angela pauses, petrified, as both limbs and shadows sway in the wind. The shadows appear to grow and reach after her. She turns to look back, and the shadows shrink away, harmless branches once more.
It's just silly shadows.
Baby Jesus looks up silently as Angela's breath fogs in the freezing air. The shadows appear to grow again like monstrous claws. Angela runs, turning down another dark alleyway, the claw-like shadows shrinking back from the corner. She runs through a stone archway down a narrow, cobbled lane.
It's just silly shadows. I'm not at all frightened, so you shouldn't be either.
Candy for the papa!
The blind musician reaches out and Angela stumbles. Baby Jesus falls out of her coat. The harmless, one-legged beggar turns towards her. Angela stands and gathers herself, picks up the baby Jesus and walks back to the beggar. She looks at the shilling the constable gave her, considers for a moment, and places it in the beggar's outstretched hand.
There you go.
Even I can see that you have a good heart, me darling.
Merry Christmas.
And a Merry Christmas to you.
Angela runs past a large Georgian building to the blue front door of her own tiny house. Her hand hovers over the doorknob. Through the window, she sees her mother and siblings in the cramped living area.
We don't want anyone gawking at us. Let's go around the back.
She hurries around the back of the terrace, past the ruined gable, and pauses in front of a 4-foot-high stone wall and considers her options.
Will you help me, baby Jesus? Okay, so. 1, 2, 3.
She flings baby Jesus up into the air, where he hovers for a moment against a starlit sky.
No, 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 baby Jesus. You have to go over the wall. Again. 1, 2, 3.
She tries again, but he falls short.
Come on now, baby Jesus. No more messing. Try really hard this time. 1, 2, 3.
She throws him backwards over her shoulder and he disappears over the wall.
You did it, baby Jesus. Good man yourself. Oh no.
The backyard is empty.
Oh no, baby Jesus. What are you doing in Mrs. Blake's yard? There's no excuse for the way you're behaving. Flying around like an angel. Have a good mind to leave you.
She crosses her arms and glares down at baby Jesus, who is lying beside some wooden barrels.
All right, all right. I'll come and get you. Don't make a sound. Oh no, you poor thing. And me giving out to you and everything. And you're smiling at me, even though I hurt you. Come here to me.
As she lands in her backyard, Pat comes out the back door on his way to the outdoor toilet. They stare each other down.
That's the baby Jesus from the church. He's supposed to be sleeping in his crib, and you have him here in the freezing cold.
I'm warming him up.
Pat really wants to say something, but he's bursting to go.
His mammy will be roaring and bawling when she sees him gone.
Angela slips in, unnoticed by her brother Tom, who is playing with Aggie, and her mother, who is bent over the fireplace. She tiptoes upstairs to her room, looking around before closing the door.
This is where myself and Aggie sleep. Now you must be careful, because you ripped the head off my doll. Don't worry. I'll mind you.
She gently places baby Jesus in her bed and tenderly covers him up.
I doubt that there was a warmer place in Limerick than in Angela's room that night.
For you, my little one. Angela's upstairs with the baby Jesus. Look up high and see all the stars above you and me.
Is she now? Isn't that great?
They shine a light on all the things to come.
His mammy will be roaring and bawling.
And I suppose all the angels and saints are coming over for dinner too.
Pat. Shh. Of all the things yet to come.
I'm telling the truth.
For you, my little one.
Mother of God! Is that the baby Jesus from St. Joseph's?
I just wanted to warm him.
Oh, Jesus.
A glowing fire and a single oil lamp illuminate the small room where the children sit looking at baby Jesus lying on the table.
We can sneak him into the milk mart. They'll find him in the morning.
He'll freeze! You can't just steal the baby Jesus! His mammy will be sick with worry!
I'm keeping him warm!
He has to go back to his mam!
Stop!
Stop!
He's mammy!
He has to go back! He has to go back!
Enough! Enough, all of you! Pat, put the kettle on.
What about
the... Put the kettle on.
Please, Mummy, please. I'll warm him and I'll tell his mother we have him safe in the bed.
You've all had your say. Now I want to tell you a story. One about the night you were born.
I was born on New Year.
Stroke of midnight. Head in the old year, feet in the new. We were going to write to the Pope to ask him what year you were born in.
We can't be sitting here listening to stories with the baby Jesus on the table.
Angela's mom gets up and carefully places baby Jesus on a wooden box.
The night you were born, it was bitterly cold. So cold that the midwife kept her coat on. She was young, in love, with a new year and a new suitor waiting. But what no one knew was that my own heart was breaking.
Happy New Year.
Why was your heart breaking, Mom?
Your father.
Going to meet your sister, boys.
Your father didn't want the baby being born into a cold house.
Hi, Baba.
So he went out to get coal for the fire. I got word shortly before Angela was born. The guards locked your father up in the Limerick jail for trying to take a few lumps of coal off the back of the fuel cart. Sure, he was just trying to do the right thing. Just trying to warm the house. It should have been one of the happiest days of our lives. Instead, my heart was broken in pieces.
The miserable fire in the bedroom dies. Tom turns to his little brother, Pat.
But then...
In you go, Pat.
Tom lifts Pat into the bed beside his mother and baby Angela.
Together, we were warm.
He hops in on the other side of her.
Because that is what families do. They shelter each other from the storm. They bring joy where there is sadness, warmth where there is none. Your father wasn't proud of his actions that night. But when he heard how you boys minded your mother, when he saw his baby daughter for the first time, he was the proudest man in Limerick.
I miss Dada.
I know you do, Pat. We all do.
Angela lifts her head and looks over at baby Jesus alone on the box. She walks over to the box where he lies, staring, arms outstretched, his forehead chipped from his earlier fall.
He needs to go home.
She gently picks him up and turns to find Pat holding out his coat for her. She smiles and darts upstairs.
Angela?
I just need to do one thing. What is she doing, Mum?
She skips downstairs, carrying baby Jesus wrapped in a blanket.
Come on!
Huh? Angela, wait!
Will you come on?
Boys, coats.
Tom holds out the red scarf to his mum.
Come on! You'll have me above in St. Jeremiah's with your message.
They hurry out the front door, but Pat hangs back.
Why have you caught, Angela?
We'll be fine, Pat. Come on.
They walk past the imposing Georgian building once more into the laneway where the blind beggar is still playing his concertina. They walk towards the alley entrance where the shadows of the tree limbs sway and dance on the walls. Gas lamps glow at intervals along the pathways on either side of the narrow cobble street that runs between red brick Georgian houses. They emerge onto the street in front of St. Joseph's to see a small group of people huddled in front of the church door.
And then he let out a sneeze.
A sneeze so small and heavenly, only an angel could have made it.
A sneezy miracle!
And then...
Didn't the baby Jesus himself only go and thank the both of us?
Angela's mom and her brothers turn to look at her.
Quick.
The family heads around to the side door of the church. Angela gently places baby Jesus, still wrapped in the blanket, into the manger. The priest enters with a lantern and surveys the scene. He pulls back the blanket, revealing the damaged forehead.
Oh, you've broken it.
Sorry, Father.
Guard! We have the thief!
No! She was only warming the baby Jesus! You won't put my sister in jail! You won't! Then put me in the Limerick jail!
Tom stands defiantly in front of his family, arms stretched out protectively.
He was cold in the crib, so I took him home to warm him up.
The constable who gave Angela the Christmas shilling steps out of the shadows holding handcuffs.
Well then, it looks like we've no choice but to lock you up for the taking of one baby Jesus. And on his birthday, of all things.
I fail to see how this is a laughing matter.
You're right, Father. There is nothing funny about taking a child, any child, away from his family on Christmas Eve.
He takes baby Jesus from Angela and hands him to the priest. The priest looks from the swaddled baby Jesus to Angela and her family, who are standing wide-eyed with fear. The constable places his hand gently on the priest's shoulder, and the priest gives a small nod. Leaving the priest holding baby Jesus, the constable ushers Angela and her family out of the church.
Wait. You'll need this, or you'll catch your death.
He hands the lost button to Angela.
Thank you.
The priest bends down to her and holds out baby Jesus so she can kiss his cheek.
Goodbye.
Good boy, Pat.
Thanks, Pat.
Yeah.
Well done, Pat.
Thanks.
The priest places baby Jesus in the manger and opens the blanket.
Oh, dear Lord.
A light snow is falling as the constable lifts Angela down from the black Mariah in front of her house. He stoops and pulls a red lollipop from behind Pat's ear.
Happy Christmas!
Happy Christmas!
He blessed me! It's a miracle! A Christmas miracle!
It's a miracle.
The blind beggar places Angela's shilling on a counter and the barman gives him a sandwich.
Happy Christmas.
And a Merry Christmas to you.
Angela looks out at the falling snow while her mother finally gets around to lighting the fire. Angela kneels at the window, transfixed by the falling snow.
Angela.
She runs to join the boys and Aggie at the table for some bread and butter.
And what about the baby Jesus, you ask? Well, he smiled the way he always did and held out his arms to the world. He was as warm and cozy as any baby that night. All with a little help from Angela.
The baby Jesus is wearing Aggie's old jumper.
All with a little help from my mother.
Angela's Christmas. End credits appear.
Rest with me. We'll be warm and free to dream of all the things yet to come. For you, my little one, look up high and see.
Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix.